Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
This is Hour 2, or the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master 2.0, new and improved. It's kind of crazy to think that 2 weeks ago I was in the hospital having open heart surgery, and here I am back in the saddle doing the show. The miracles of modern medicine.
Now, you said you had a baboon heart?
I think it's orangutan heart, monkey heart.
Parts of a.
Yeah, they put it in there, fixed me up, patched me up. I could be slightly off on that because I was under some serious painkillers at the time, but I could have swore they said, "Hey, we put a monkey heart in you."
Maybe you imagine the whole thing. The whole thing's a dream.
There's been side effects.
Now I don't want to repeat what we did in the first hour.
No, we don't want to do
and
that.
Say that.
Yeah.
The word that begins with M and ends
yes.
with
Yes. When you do that, I have a tendency to freak out
and throw your poop.
Well, that's the nurses kicked me out of the hospital 2 nights early.
And quite frankly, it's disgusting.
Well, it is.
Now, I have a question, though.
Okay.
Like, we don't want to say the word, key.
Yeah, don't say the M word.
Because then that
anymore.
Triggers you to go into this freak out.
It's kind of
thing.
Awkward.
But what about, like, song lyrics?
Song lyrics.
Like, what if you play a song that's got the M key word in it? Like, I don't know. Like, say, Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters.
What? Oh,
man, I guess we have our answer.
Yeah.
Or, like, say, I don't know, Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel.
Oh, I even like that song, but no!
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
Yeah. No more, please. None.
One more.
You have another?
Haven't
we tested this theory enough already,
what about,
CJ?
Like, say, oh, I don't know, Monkey Business by Skid Row.
I do like the tune.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. I thought I was going to be able to hold out on that one. Anyway, I apologize. And let's get back on track.
So
let's try to do something constructive for once. Douglas Ebersol is a cardiologist, diver, KISS rebreather. He is the man, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Doug, how are you? Welcome.
Great. Glad to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing so well after your surgery a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Have you ever had anyone have these unfortunate side effects?
No, I'm scared to say the M word, but no,
yes,
I haven't had anybody going quite that part with the monkey heart.
Yeah, okay. Well, it'll come off in the wash, Douglas. Don't worry.
That's right.
All right, so obviously I'm losing my voice, but that's really the only side effect other than these other awkward ones that I'm having. Is it as far as the scope, that's fairly typical. It takes a week or two for people's vocal cords to survive or heal themselves. After a surgery like that, I guess you're probably
right.
Familiar with that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Pretty
right?
much any kind of surgery, because you've had that the endotracheal tube down for the ventilator. When you're having the surgery, they had you under general anesthesia, so some people just get a little bit of swelling and so forth of the vocal cords and have a little bit of a hoarse voice or lose their voice for a week or two. Then that just all heals up. That's just kind of from any kind of any kind of general anesthesia surgery and so forth.
Right. Right. Now, I got to talk to you about the return to diving, because you're a big time diver. We've talked to, you know, Douglas several times over the years. You know, he does a lot of stuff with Kiss Rebreathers. He's down there in Lakeland, Florida. And actually, it's kind of ironic. You know, you talk about things happen for a reason. Doug had reached out to me right before all this stuff happened, because he heard me talking to Eric on the air and about Eric's recovery process from his five-way bypass, and had said that, you know, hey, why don't we put Eric or you on one of these stress test things and do it live on the radio. It'd be radio gold. And I was like, hey, that's a great idea. And before I had a chance to actually call him and schedule it, I had a reason to call him for another reason. So, well, what had you heard on the air that triggered that email initially there, Doug?
Well, I know of Eric Douglas, obviously, from following your show and from Divers Alert Network. I do some work with Divers Alert Network myself. And you had been discussing kind of treadmill testing and returning to diving and all that sort of thing. So I just was just going to thought it'd be a good springboard, maybe take one someone like yourself, who at the time at least felt they were healthy and in good shape. Yeah. We sometimes jokingly say that the healthy are simply the undiagnosed. But to kind of put you on a treadmill and show you what exercise really is and how fast and how steep it goes to kind of reach the kind of numbers that Eric was talking about before he's supposed to be getting back to diving.
Yes.
As you found out, the standard treadmill starts off pretty easy. It's slow. It's just got a little minor elevation, and then every 3 minutes, it speeds up a little bit, goes a little bit more uphill. I know they stopped yours early because of the EKG changes, but in general, you know, for Eric to get back to diving and for you getting back to diving, they'll probably want you to hit about 10 minutes, 10 to 11 minutes or so on that protocol, which is pretty steep and pretty fast.
Yeah.
As you'll see, it's not a jog, but it's a brisk walk uphill.
Right.
And that's felt to give you adequate exercise capacity to get back to diving in a recreational format. The idea is, you know, usually diving is quite easy, but as you know, occasionally you can have to swim against currents, or you can be a good ways from the boat, or rough seas when you come up, and you want to make sure it's safe, that in those kind of environments you're not putting yourself in jeopardy.
Sure.
Yeah, we tell people, you know, if you're playing tennis or jogging and you have a problem, you stop that activity. Sometimes in diving, if you have the same kind of problem, you don't have that ability to stop what you're doing. You got to try and get back to the boat, or you got to swim against the current, and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little bit more stringent with getting divers, making sure they've got good exercise tolerance before they get back to diving after heart surgery.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's literally been 2 weeks to the day since my surgery. Obviously, I'm back on the air despite my rough voice. But I feel really good. I'm already walking, you know, 2.5 miles a day. Just around the neighborhood. I'm not doing strenuous activity. I can't lift anything. They told me, yeah, don't do anything. But I'm surprised I'm able to do as much as I can already. But, you know, I remember talking to Eric about this. And, Eric, feel free to chime in. You know, when we talked about his recovery and the time it was going to take, I believe you told me on the air as well as off the air that the docs were telling you it could be as early as like a couple months and you might be ready to go do a dive. Is that right, Eric?
No, they pretty much told me from the outset that it was at a minimum was going to be 6 months.
Six months.
Sure that everything had healed.
Oh.
And it's actually right about what it took.
Well, that's right. That is what you ended up doing, because you went diving right there around Bugfest time, and that was your six-month anniversary. We were talking about that. But I could have swore my surgeon told me that after about 10 weeks, he said, hey, I can pretty much clear you for whatever activity you want to do if you're
It's going to depend on what kind of heart you had going into it, how much surgery they had to do, how deconditioned the surgery made you, and so forth. So usually in general, once you've healed, there's two aspects of it. One is simply healing from the surgery, which like it'd be from any surgery, for the skin to heal, and from a heart surgery from the sternum, the bone to heal.
Yeah.
That's going to take 6 weeks, just like if you break a bone anywhere else, it'll take about 6 weeks to heal.
Right.
So once you're 6 weeks out, then all the scars have healed and the bone is healed. And then it's simply a matter of what your exercise capacity is at that time.
Okay.
You know, if somebody at the 6 week mark gets on a treadmill and goes 10, 12 minutes and feels great, they can get back to diving right away.
Mm-hmm.
If the recovery time because of either the condition of their heart going into the surgery or the extent of the surgery or the deconditioning after the surgery it requires longer, that's very, very reasonable as well. So it's kind of on a case-by-case individual basis.
Right.
You know, in your particular case, it sounds like, you know, we were talking off the air earlier that you had just a single vessel bypass for what we colloquially call the widowmaker, the proximal LAD.
Yeah,
so with the other vessels being normal and your heart muscle function being normal, and you not having suffered a heart attack or anything from that, you know, around the surgery, you could probably get back, I would think, you know, at once you get to the six-week mark, if you were to get a treadmill and it looked good at that point with good exercise capacity, no symptoms, no EKG changes, you could get back in the water right away.
Well, I've been called abnormal many times before this surgery, and I took that as superhuman. I don't know. I could be mistaken. We'll talk more about that next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're going to play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, Jay.
That was funny.
Yeah. A mermaid.
Oh, that was adorable.
Come on.
That was a cute answer.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
You need to ask different people.
I'm going
to
dream that tonight.
Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric Douglas, and Casey, my dive buddy from back in the day. there online. And Doug Eversall, he's a cardiologist and he's a diver. I know him as a diver first. We've had him on the show before talking about rebreathers. He does. I mean, what do you run a dive shop down there? Isn't that what it is, or you just work with the KISS rebreathers?
I'm a kind of a silent partner in Off the Wall Adventures, a dive shop here in Lakeland.
There you go.
I've been diving 40 something years, and I do technical diving and teach rebreathers and trimix and that sort of thing on my my quote free time unquote.
Okay, I thought it was the other way around. You're a diver for real, and you just play with the heart as just a hobby. No, it's
exactly. My partners probably think I'm a diver that occasionally practices cardiology.
Yes, well, exactly. But yeah, he's a big time cardiologist. He knows his stuff. And I figured, why not leverage some of this stuff? Maybe you shed some light on what has happened to me, and maybe keep you from following my fin kicks on this particular adventure for the first time ever. Kind of sucks. You've seen this, I guess, many, many years where it happens to somebody, kind of surprises them and forces them into a bit of a life change. Am I right there, Douglas?
Probably see it, every week. Yeah. I'm on call this weekend. I did 5 cases this morning, 3 of whom were fairly young people who had no clue they had a problem until they had some sort of symptom. Frequently, like you said, kind of some heartburn or something feels a little funny, and it's always something that happens to everybody else but doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. Now, let me throw this thing about you. I told my story about the heartburn. It had been happening for over a year, and my family doctor treated it with some, extra strength Pepcid, and it seemed to work. The symptoms went away after I did that for a week or two, and then they popped up, maybe beginning of April thereabouts of this year, and then it was, downhill from there. But, I don't know that it was heart-related from day one or if it actually was heartburn initially, and then when it came back, my surgeon made some comment to me about how the brain kind of goes wiggy sometimes and will short-circuit between the heart and the nerves and say, well, hey, you had heartburn. Let's just use that symptom. Let's throw that at him. To give them
what
a
we kind of tell people is there's a lot of different structures in your chest that can cause pain.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of different nerves, so they can all kind of be sensed the same way. So it's not uncommon at all for people to present with what they think is heartburn and then have cardiac disease.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. You could have had a little bit of both, and they could both be sensed the same way. That becomes very difficult. We have people that have both. And then they say, I'm having chest pain. I can't tell if it's my heart or if it's my stomach this time.
Right.
And that ends up being a very, very difficult diagnostic dilemma. They get lots of stress tests and so forth and so on to try and sort out what's going on at any particular time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very common thing. Classically, not always, anything that's exertional is a little bit more concerning because as you exert yourself, your heart's going to work harder and need more blood. And if there's a blockage somewhere and you're not able to get blood flow past that, you'll start having some discomfort. So if people say that, they have heartburn, but it only happens when they're jogging, that's a lot more concerning than, I had a spicy meal, I laid down, and 2 hours later I woke up with heartburn. The second one sounds much more like their stomach, and the first one sounds much more like their heart.
Well, I will tell you, in my case, when I first started noticing the problems, I wasn't really exerting myself at all. I would walk around my neighborhood, and at a very slow pace, just not like power walking or anything. And I used to jog, and my stomach would start stir up. I'd start feel this heartburn. I mean, start burping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, over a year ago, I was like, all right, well, we had Mexican tonight. God bless him, it was great. But now I'm feeling the pain, right? And kind of making that connection. And then when it came back, it was happening the same way, but I wasn't really connecting. Well, hey, we had Subway tonight. That shouldn't have done anything. What's going on? And but it was very, very mild, exercise, if I would even call it that. I literally was just taking a, leisurely stroll around the neighborhood. But I will tell you that it would last for, a couple minutes, and by the time I made it around the neighborhood, it was gone. And it was and then it would just kind of settle down, and I'd kind of power through it, and I could jog or whatever the heck I was doing. So it was really bizarre. I mean, when I look back at it, I was like, golly, it was frustrating to not know it right from the beginning, especially being that I'm a diver. And, you know, as part of our training, we kind of learn some of this stuff, and especially in my position doing the show and having friends like Eric and you know, working with the folks at Divers Alert Network and people like yourself. I'd say we're probably a little bit more aware of, you know, cardiac problems or issues or symptoms that might creep up on you, like, hey, I got to get this checked out. This could be something serious. But I was still in denial.
The take-home message that would be exactly what you said. It's I jokingly say that, you know, God has a sense of humor, so that sometimes people's bodies don't read the textbooks and don't do things exactly like, you know, we'd read about in the textbook.
Yeah.
But secondly, you know, especially here in the States, you know, the leading cause of death is heart disease. And it just means, it's, as you were an example, you've got to have a very low index of suspicion to get checked out.
Yeah.
So anytime anybody middle age, and I would even extend that down into the 30s and 40s, because we see people frequently in the 30s and 40s with heart attacks, if you have any kind of symptoms that are concerning, you know, kind of chest, neck, jaw, back, clearly get seen by your doctor and kind of get things checked out. Because, you know, we think of the classic, you know, somebody who's overweight and a smoker and diabetic and so forth and so on having heart problems. But we have to realize that all of those things we call risk factors are clearly not requirements. They're just risk factors. In other words, you don't have to smoke. You don't have to be overweight. You don't have to have hypertension. You don't have to have diabetes to have heart disease. It's just, if you have those things, it makes it even more likely.
Yeah.
So you take someone like yourself who is otherwise healthy.
Borderline superhuman.
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then lo and behold, this happens to you.
That's right. It sucks. Don't be like me for once. But, Doug, we appreciate the...
I have a quick question.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, Casey. Hold on. Let's take a quick break. He has questions. Everybody has questions.
I'll hold on.
All right. Fair enough. We got a cardiologist helping us out on the show today. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Douglas Ebersol is our cardiologist friend and diver on the show right now. Now, I was going to let him go, but then Casey jumped in and said, hey, I got a question. So free medical advice. You might end up giving a physical by the time you get off the air here, Douglas. So be careful.
Not so much.
No?
Free medical advice. I was wondering if there might be a certain test that, if you're in doubt at all being a diver, would be better than another test.
Ah, what do you think, Douglas?
That's a very good question. The main thing the problem with screening for heart disease with stress testing and so forth is there's this high likelihood of false positive tests, falsely abnormal tests. You have to be a little careful. That's why we don't just routinely screen people, you know, at age 40 or whatever. The main thing is just keeping risk factors in mind. So as we get older, we're higher risk of having problems. If you have high blood pressure, it should be treated. If you have diabetes, it should be treated. Cholesterol should be as low as reasonably achievable. There's a large number of people on statin drugs and so forth these days, and which very, very effective. People who smoke should stop and so forth. Mm. So all that thing is the main thing. If there are people who you are not quite sure about, if someone comes into a primary care doctor's office and let's say their cholesterol is a little on the high side, they may have a couple of other risk factors, and the question is, you know, do we really need to put this person on a statin? One of the current tests that can be used is a couple of things. There's what's called a coronary calcium score, which is a CAT scan. It's a fairly inexpensive test, a couple hundred bucks, and it looks for calcium in the coronary arteries. If your coronary calcium score is zero, you do not have coronary disease. Hmm. If it is any other kind of number it's not all that helpful if it's 50 or 100 or 200. Now, if it's like 1,500 or 1,000, that's very, very concerning.
Yeah.
But that is a fairly easy test that can be done. Other things that can be done, if there's any kind of symptoms, we do stress testing like Greg had. That is a very good test if people have a baseline normal EKG. It's a better test in men than it is in women. Women have a higher likelihood of falsely abnormal stress tests than do men.
Well, they're slightly abnormal. Wait, my wife was...
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Superhero, and I've kind of taken on his persona. They shaved me down before surgery, but here we are 2 weeks later, and I'm back doing the show after open heart surgery. Does that count? Does that make me kind of superhuman on my recovery there, Doug, or what do you think?
If it makes you feel better to think you're superhuman, we'll go with that.
What about Naked Scuba Boy? Does that help?
I don't want to picture you as Naked Scuba Boy, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that would agree with you on that.
Let's get naked.
Oh, no, let's not do that. It's too late for that. Anyway, Douglas, I really appreciate all the information you've been sharing, and I know you deal with this all the time. You save lives, and then you dive on the side. It's a pretty interesting thing, but it is a serious issue, as many jokes as I'm making about it today. I'm trying to keep a positive attitude. That helps, doesn't it? Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, my recovery is going real well. I mean, after 2 weeks, I didn't think this would be possible, that I'd be able to do the radio show, let alone, walk, a couple of miles already. Is that, is that typical or what?
It's not typical, but it's not unheard of. The younger people are and the more, physically fit they were beforehand, the better people do short term. I think the other thing to make sure you kind of stress to your listeners and so forth is that, heart disease these days is much better prognosis than it did in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, for someone like yourself, like I was mentioned to you off the air before, this artery graft that you had should have a way, way, way higher than 90% chance of staying open probably for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tend to develop any cholesterol buildup, and with aspirin therapy and aggressive treatment of cholesterol and so forth, you should have a normal life, normal lifespan as if this never happened to you sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's not the death sentence, or it's not the, you've got to hang up your fins and all that kind of stuff. If you look around the dive boats, you'll probably be a little more likely to notice nowadays, there's lots of people with scars on their chest, on the dive boats these days.
Well, I got to get a tattoo.
Enjoying life and doing very, very well.
Do you have a suggestion for a tattoo to cover that thing up, like, teeth of a shark? Someone said you ought to put a microphone right there
along with a cord?
Yeah, something.
You need to come up with a better story.
Or a better story, yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just come up with a better story.
Yeah.
A strategically placed mermaid.
Ooh,
that's right.
Maybe. That is a possibility. All right. Well, Douglas, I'm going to let you get back to saving lives, but I appreciate the time you spent with us today. Have fun there at Off the Wall Divers, right? That's in Lakeland?
Yeah, Off the Wall Adventures in Lakeland.
Yes. And thank you so much. We'll be in touch. And I don't know, maybe we'll have to do that stress test live on the radio here in a couple months when they say, okay, let's do this.
And or if you need a rebreather diver buddy before the first time back in the water, just give me a call.
All right, both. I like I like the sound of that. Thank you so much, Doug. Take care, buddy.
Take care.
There you go. Douglas Ebersol, he's a cardiologist diver there in Lakeland. And I think he, guys, you heard him. Everybody heard him listening right now. I think he confirmed that indeed that I am superhuman. That's what I heard.
Greg.
Bubble boy.
It's the monkey heart.
The monkey heart, yes.
Greg, there was no...
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Greg, that burning question about every diver has, when can we go back drinking?
Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you a little tidbit. The surgeon, after I was in recovery in the hospital and, in between throwing my poop at the nurses, I... I had a conversation with him about my voice, because you can hear it kind of comes and goes. Right now it's even getting worse. But he said, I said, you know, what's the deal here? You know, I do this radio show. I kind of need to have this voice work, right? And I said, should I sip on like hot tea and honey or something like that? And he goes, he looks at me, he goes, well, you got any whiskey?
Well, let's go get drunk.
Yeah. And I said, absolutely. So, but I think he was joking. You know.
Moonshine's cure for everything.
Well, you know, maybe he wasn't joking. I don't know. Pass that mermaid rum over here there, Bubba Boy.
There you go.
I might need a shot.
Brilliance. Sheer, unadulterated brilliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Ah, the sea of the Great. Plop means, you know, it's fresh.
Banana-flavored liqueur would be the way to go.
Banana-flavored. That would make sense, sure. Absolutely. But
Greg, I've been talking to Jimmy Crane.
Okay, Jimmy, yeah, and the guy who tried to...
He's a respiratory therapist.
That's right.
He said you need to do...
Mm-hmm.
You need to do saline throat spray.
Okay, saline
and
throat
spray. And hydrate.
Yeah. I actually looked into
that.
And that
will help your voice.
And I read something...
So gargle when you're underwater and... Drink when you're on the show.
Well, I don't want to waste any of the booze. Maybe I should just gargle with the mermaid rum and then feed it to CJ and James as a shot. They're here. Would you guys drink it? Would you guys drink my rum for me if I'm not technically supposed to?
Well, if you think it'll help, anything we can do to help.
After I gargle with it.
If there's any beer in your fridge and you don't want to be tempted, if there's any more... extra booze that you haven't finished yet.
There's some Cuban cigars I have.
Yeah, we should really get that so you won't be tempted. I'd be happy to take those home, out of sight, out of mind. You won't be tempted to fire one of those up.
It's an intervention, Greg.
Yeah, we're here because we love you.
And that's why I'm taking your Cuban cigars.
We're going to take the cigars. We're going to get rid of the beer and the booze
now,
and the cigars.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Yeah. We might have to talk about the Cuban cigars.
Yes, we need to.
Some of those are mine, by the way.
Yeah, well,
so
okay.
Don't run off with them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah,
but I'll be willing to trade some Kentucky spring water made into Maker's Mark for some Cuban cigars.
Is this a conversation that was supposed to happen if I didn't make it? I'm starting to wonder. Yeah.
Have you made your will?
I think I just got the pure spring water. It's not made out
enough. Right.
Who's drunk?
Oh, boy. Well, not me. I got cough drops. Actually, I probably
did. We lose our British connection after I.
Yeah, we lost Roz. Roz could only put up with so much
jerk
monkey
seasoning on the lobster
being thrown.
She wisely bowed out.
Yes, can you blame her? Mm. You know, we don't want to create any international incidents unnecessarily.
Well, that'd be a first.
Well, you know that's what happens when you start throwing it, and you've waited a little too long, and it gets hard. It's like throwing a rock.
Hey, when you go overseas now, do you have to have special papers from your veterinarian for the monkey heart?
Ah. Not when you do that. Get him out of here! Ah.
No, they just got to keep him away from banana trees.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
Actually, you know, a couple of the downside things I have learned this week. One was, I did learn it was the Widowmaker, which, you know, that's a little intimidating when you hear it. But as he said, it's a permanent fix what they did to me, and I'm good to go, and I should be fine from here on out, as long as there's no complications. So far, so good. Knock on wood. However, the other thing is, I asked someone, and Eric, maybe you can chime in on this, but I now have cardiac, or what is it? I have I have the disease. I have a disease. What is it, Eric? What do we call it? Cardiac or...
You are now what they call a cardiac or coronary artery disease survivor. You're a heart survivor.
A coronary artery disease. I got
or a CAD.
How can you be it if you can't pronounce it?
True. Yeah. Coronary artery disease.
In your case,
you're
monkey disease.
Yeah, but now I got a... Yeah, you know, that's just good, clean fun. Come on. You can really get good at this.
Hey, now when you go to the airlines, do you have to be rolled up in one of those little wheelchairs and put on first?
Well, I could probably leverage
that. Don't give me no ideas.
Well, you know, my dive medical form, when I go to a Well, for a new certification, I'm going to have to check that box and have a special note from my doctor or something. Is that right, Eric? Or what?
That's exactly right. I tell you what I did when I got home with mine. I scanned it, and I've got it in my computer, and I've even got it on my phone if I ever need to flip it to somebody in advance, whatever. But, yeah, you and I both went from checking no's on that medical release form
mm-hmm.
to now we've got a big yes, and it that one takes the doctor's signature.
Yeah. So, but that's for training, right? Or is that for... Will I have to do that to even get
on
a dive
boat? Well, most charter boats are going to ask you to fill out a medical release form too.
Mm.
That is correct.
Yeah, so I got to get my doc to hook me up. Supposedly, all my doctors were divers, but when I went through this whole process, I wasn't very social. I didn't tell them about scuba radio. I didn't talk about diving. I was like, "Give me the drugs, knock me out."
What in the hell's the matter with you?
Well, I just wanted to get it over with. You know, I was like, all right, this is what I'm dealt. Let's move forward and get past it. So here we are 2 weeks later. Ah.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore. Beauty in the water, angel on the beach, ocean's daughter. I found love was out of reach. Till I got her, had I known it could come true, I would have wished it not.
Should I paint one on my chest?
You got a sick mind!
Yeah, nothing wrong. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric Douglas, also Casey, my dive buddy from back in the day, with us. And open heart surgery 2 weeks ago.
Greg?
Yes.
I have the perfect tattoo for you.
You have a tattoo that would use to cover this new scar that I have.
A big golden trident.
A golden trident?
You could be Aquaman.
Yeah. Okay. It would be slightly
humorous.
All right, you have one, Jerry?
You got to get a zipper.
A zipper? One of those kind of things. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think you should have a monkey fish.
See what you did?
Yeah. Maybe.
I hope you're happy.
This monkey thing is going to be following you around for the rest of your life. It's just like the monkey tail.
Yeah.
You guys are too quick. I got to maybe put my beer down.
Yeah, the miracles of modern medicine. You know? Things
you say miracle or monkey?
No, it's a miracle. Take that.
It's a monkey punami.
Okay, that's enough. Who's going to clean up this mess? You guys
Isn't
are going to leave the studio.
Monkey supposed to be good luck?
Yeah, stop it. Yeah, see, I have this studio in my home now, and this isn't going to go over well with the kids when I make them clean this mess up. So let's just stop. Let's just stop with the monkey business.
Well, they'll have to quit playing their barrel monkeys.
Ooh.
Don't take them to lunch at the Gold Monkey Corral.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
this little guy is a nut job.
Yeah, it's the truth. All right, so, obviously we're having fun. I'm smiling a lot today. I got my laugh pillow. I can't drive anywhere.
I thought that was a hemorrhoid pillow.
He does laugh his ass off sometimes.
No, you mentioned it.
You know what you should have done when you were under your general anesthesia?
Yeah.
You should have had him give you a prostate exam as well. That way you kind of, avoid the unpleasantry.
Of what?
Of the diddling.
Listen, I'm coming for you, Linda.
You wake up and you're like, why am I sore?
Why are my pants unbuttoned?
Oh, brother.
You knock two birds out with one stone.
Hand over and say, ah, moment.
Okay.
Ow!
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't do that. At least I don't think I did. I don't really remember. The first two or three days, they were a blur.
Why is there blood in my underpants?
Hey, quit it.
Didn't you say the nurse gave you a wink?
He did say that off air.
Oh, yeah. They all did. That's what I remember.
Interesting.
That's the only thing I remember.
She was just winking back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, anyway, it is good to be back, though. It's kind of amazing to think 2 weeks and I'm still able to do this goofy little radio show despite my voice.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're a ridiculous person.
Well, hey. What's that, CJ?
Your wife didn't have to do any special surgery while you were under, did they?
Well, I woke up with a bikini cut.
Baby's arm holding an apple?
Yeah, they shaved me clean, like a baby's butt. Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
Well, with all jokes aside, I am so happy that you're all right.
Well, thank you, Jerry. And I really did. I mean, I got to tell you, the night before the surgery, I did put up a little post on Facebook and let some people in the industry and my friends know and just say, hey, send out a little prayer, send some vibes, whatever you believe, throw it my way. I could use a little help at the moment. And the outpouring support.
It worked.
It worked. It's a miracle. And
but they were enough on this side praying for you.
Well, I felt it. And I got to tell you, it was very humbling. In all seriousness, I'll never be able to thank everybody for all that. It did help. It did put me in a good state of mind going into this whole thing. I mean, it's a life-changing event for anybody, not just me. But I feel a lot, more blessed, I'd say, and I'm in a much better position than
most
people.
Let's just not do this again, okay?
It's one time, one and done. That's it.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. It's now back to...
Freaking scared us.
Back to diving. Don't cry. Don't do that.
You made me cry.
Yeah. Yes. But look, you know, if there's any moral to story, just realize it could happen to anyone, including me. I didn't see it coming.
I had everybody praying for your rectal exam, so...
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. Hey, what's up? Everybody, they're drinking all my booze, smoking all my cigars.
Yep.
It's going to be a miserable recovery over the next few weeks.
I took their last Kabuli Gold Premium beer break because I love
you. I'll manage, but thank you from the bottom of my still beating heart. Well, monkey heart.
Just like a monkey of a tail.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Down where the monkey drinks.
Yeah, safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.